ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
इश्क के रंग में रंग जाऊं मेरे यार, इश्क के रंग में रंग जाए जब अवतार, तो खुलते हैं गुलामों पे वो असरार, के रहते हैं वो तौसीफ और सनाए शहे अबरार में हर लहजा गो हर قدموں کی چمک جن کی قدموں کی چمک چاند ستاروں میں نظر آئے جدھر سے وہ گزر جائے وہی راہ چمک جائے دمک جائے مہک جائے بنے رونق گلزار جن کی قدموں کی چمک چاند ستاروں میں نظر آئے جدھر سے وہ گزر جائے وہی راہ چمک جائے دمک جائے مہک جائے بنے رونق گلزار
عشق کے رنگ میں رنگ جاؤں میرے یار
ایشو کے ریڈیو اسلام لسنرز فار اینڈ وائیڈ Radio Islam listeners all the way from Lanesia to Lansau to Zekpak Mayfair and Nuclear Forts, Bergen Calvin and in Bosmont and Fitas. We have a lot of listeners in Reveille and El Dorado Park. Radio Islam listeners in Azad, Berlin Centen and in Standerton and in Cresta and in Northcliffe and in Marlborough and in Madurain and Rustenburg. Yo, we even have a listeners in Gibler Park. People tune in from Actonville and Benoni and Alma Low and Peter Tiff and Louis III and Trichatu, Modi Mole and Isles from Clay, Stop and Cruise Down.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to learn about Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. Do you know why we made Qurbani last week? Do you know why we slaughtered the sheep and the cows and the goats? Do you know why, butterflies? It was because of the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam for his son Ismail alayhi salam. But listen up closely. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't have children for a very long time, and he prayed to Allah to grant him a child. He said, "Oh, my sustainer, grant me a pious son." We gave him glad tidings, and so Allah accepted this dua, and Allah granted him a son. Ismail alayhi salam was given to Ibrahim alayhi salam. It was his one and only son. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam was a prophet, and did you know, butterflies, when Ismail alayhi salam grew up, he was a prophet also. Now, when Ismail alayhi salam was born, it was very difficult for them, because it was commanded that his mommy and him had to go far away. Ibrahim alayhi salam took them to the middle of the desert. It was a command of Allah. Hajira, who was Ismail alayhi salam's mommy, said, "If it's a command of Allah, then she will do it." Then she went to a tiny little hill. Ibrahim alayhi salam left his family there, and then he went away. He said to Allah, "O our sustainer, I've made my family reside in a barren land next to your sacred house, so that they may establish Salah." Hajira had no food, and Ismail alayhi salam was crying because he was hungry and he was thirsty. Over time, there was no food left, and because of hunger and thirst, she couldn't feed her son anymore. The child was crying, So Hajira knew that the child was hungry and thirsty. She moved away, and then, after a little while, she ran to the nearest hill, which was Safa. She hoped to see someone and find some water. But butterflies, there was no one there. Then, because she loved her child so much, she ran to the opposite side. She ran down towards her child, and that was Marwa. She did this 7 times. Then she ran back again and forth again, and back again and forth again. Do you know what happened after that? The angel told her to hit her foot. So then Ismail alayhi salam kicked on the floor, and Zamzam water started coming out. Also, the tree started coming with lots of khajur. And so, she and Ismail alayhi salam had food and had something to drink. My butterflies, can you imagine this amazing blessing from Allah? That in the middle of the desert, where there was no food and no water, there was water gushing from all 4 sides. It was the water of Zamzam. In fact, if Allah didn't have mercy on the mother of Ismail alayhi salam, and if she didn't stop the Zamzam by making a well around it, it would have been a large spring and even flooded the whole of the desert. My butterflies, it's a beautiful story and another amazing blessing that Allah had created. Now, so many years later, Muslims who go to Mecca and Medina still drink the Zamzam water. How many times did you drink Zamzam when you went? Or how many times did someone give you Zamzam when they came back? It has an amazing taste, doesn't it? It's totally different to normal water. And when you make du'as, inshallah, they will be accepted. My butterflies, I want to read the rest of the story, but first, let's go for a quick break.
Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad the brave, Muhammad is the one, he's the seal of the prophets of Allah. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Wanna be like you in everything I do, you are the closest to Allah.
Kids here, I want you to join in with me, yeah? They're a bit tired, so you join in with me, okay?
Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah. Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah. Rasul Allah, Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi
Butterflies, have you ever heard that the prophets of Allah were tested? They had severe and difficult tests, and if we were given those tests, we wouldn't be able to handle them. Allah tests us with the smallest of things, and we pray to Allah that we come out bright and shining, and come out stronger than ever before. Do you remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam had to leave Ismail alayhi salam just to fulfill the orders of Allah? Well, after passing the strong test, for 3 consecutive nights, Ibrahim alayhi salam saw a dream. In this dream, he was commanded by Allah to sacrifice his only son. Now, the dreams of the prophets are always true dreams. Ibrahim alayhi salam prepared to carry out the order of Allah. He told his son and asked Ismail alayhi salam about his opinion. But his son was no ordinary person. He was the son of a great Nabi. And he said, "O my father, do as you have been commanded to. By the will of Allah, you will find me of the patient ones." After this conversation, the father and son left for the desert. They went to present their sacrifice. The father found that Ismail alayhi salam was willing. He tied up his hands and feet and was about to be slaughtered. He sharpened his knife and he made Ismail alayhi salam lay down and began to slaughter. When he looked again, it was not his son Ismail alayhi salam, but there was a ram. He thanked Allah and he slaughtered it. This sacrifice is why today, so many years later, in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, on the day of Eid, we sacrifice as well. Ismail alayhi salam was such a brave child, wasn't he? My butterflies, can we be so brave and do things just because Allah commands us? Can you imagine how much your mommy and daddy love you? And can you imagine if Allah said they should slaughter you the way you slaughtered the cows and the sheep? Would our mommies and daddies be able to do it? Well, this was the prophets that Allah sent. They were brave and they did everything because Allah commanded them to. They knew that if Allah said they should do it, they had to do it. And so, they were even ready to slaughter their own children. See, butterflies, we're so lucky, aren't we? Allah doesn't ask us to do such difficult things. Allah's commands are so easy and we just have to follow them. And if we follow them, inshallah, we will be successful in this life and the hereafter. So the next time you go to sacrifice your sheep, or sacrifice your lamb, your ram, or even your goat, whatever sacrifice you'll be making for the day of Eid, don't forget to think of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam.
All praises are due to Allah, Allah. All praises are due to Allah, 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 Allah. All praises are due to Allah, Allah. All praises are due to Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah. Creator of the universe, Allah is the creator of Adam and Eve.
Allah is the creator of the universe. Allah is the creator of Adam and Eve. Allah is the creator of different faces. Allah is the creator of all races. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, Allahu, Allah,
we thank thee, Allah. for the planet and the sea.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam.
Every night and every day, every night.
But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineela@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineela.